Morning. You should have all received yesterday evening document bwc/conf.roman9/crp.2 draft final document of the 9th review conference. This is the consolidated text that we've been working on over the past few days. This offers a comprehensive approach to addressing all aspects of the BWC. It does not only advance the priorities of a few countries or only one regional group. The document recognizes that we have done what we have done here during this meeting. It includes a comprehensive review of the articles of the BWC in many places based upon the existing text from the 8th RevCon, but updated in line with proposals from states' parties. It reflects the events which have happened since the last RevCon, the pandemic, for instance, which you will see reflected in the solemn declaration, other relevant parts of the text. Importantly, also in the solemn declaration, it reflects the aspiration that we all collectively have to strengthen the effectiveness and implementation of the convention, including through possible legally binding measures, and the next intersessional program would work on verification and compliance. Part C foresees the establishment of a new approach for the intersessional program focused on concrete discussions with a tangible end goal under a new group of experts. I would like also to very briefly tell you about the methodology that we followed in compiling this document. Of course, we have worked on the drafts that we sent out on Sunday evening. The three documents that we sent out for part 1, 2, and 3. The part 2, of course, is based on the work that the Committee of the Whole has done for almost two weeks. And that is the text that that was based on the previous part 2 text of the previous review conference. The text of part 3 is new. Of course, it's based on the one that was sent out on Sunday, but it's new compared to the past. So the methodology that we have followed, of course, we have compiled this document bearing in mind the need to reach consensus. Consensus was the goal that we had in mind when we were putting all these three parts and all the proposals together. So where there's been a proposal that has not been opposed, we have just incorporated it. Where there has been two proposals on the same issue, we have tried to reconcile when possible. When reconciling opposing proposals proved difficult or impossible, we have reverted to the consensus language of 2016. In general, we have tried, when in doubt, to stick to consensual language. We have excluded those proposals that clearly would never enjoy consensus, because we're here to reach consensus. We have tried to keep the overall balance of the text with the different proposals coming from different groups. And we have streamlined the text in some parts, some minor editing. We have removed repetitions. And we have moved forward-looking parts from part 2 to part 3, although some elements are both in part 2 and part 3, because part 2 has an aspirational element to it that needs to be taken into account. So, having said that, I understand you haven't had enough time to look thoroughly at this document, because we sent it out, I believe, at 10 past 10 last night. And also, this is a new document. It's been renumbered. The paragraphs have been renumbered. So it's going to take a while, I understand, to go through it. But this is the basis of our work for the next 3 days. Now, I would like to open the floor And since yesterday we had a very productive discussion on part two, I would propose today to start from part three. Of course, when you take the floor, feel free to make general comments if you wish to do so, but try and keep them brief. And let's focus on the concrete language that we have to discuss. The Netherlands. Anything.